So welcome back to Lifeline on the FM 90.3 with Ogo Enwerem. I have my second guest this morning. He is George Jacob. He's Head of Communications at Gutter Self Help Africa. Good morning, George.
Morning, Ogo.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm good. It's nice and sunny in Dublin, isn't it?
And have you started your Christmas shopping or have you finished?
No, I am one of those guys who does my Christmas shopping about 3 days before Christmas. But
okay.
most other people they start earlier, and we are hoping this year. And thank you for having me on your program.
Okay.
We're hoping this year that people will think of people that have maybe less than them at Christmas time, and that amongst the gifts that they buy for their loved ones, their friends, and their families, that they might consider buying a gift for somebody in Africa.
Okay. So tell me, because today we're talking about shopping for Christmas, buying, giving. Christmas is all about giving, actually, for me. You know, giving people that don't have as much as you are, making a difference in somebody else's life. So today, could you just tell us a bit about, you spoke about Africa, about you have this new thing, a grain store in Africa. What does that mean? Can you explain it to our listeners and how we can do that?
Yeah. Well, every year for maybe 10 years now, our organization, Gerta Self Help Africa, we have had these alternate Christmas gifts that we offer, lifetime gifts, we call them. And what it does is we provide the buyer in Ireland who might buy a piglet, or they might buy a goat, or a beehive, or a vegetable garden, but we give them a certificate and a card, and and they can give it to their friend. And also, and this is the important piece, is that we give the piglet, or the goat, or the beehive that they buy, we give that to somebody in Africa in one of our development programs. Just to briefly explain who we are a development organization that has been working in Ireland for nearly a half a century. And Ireland is a strongly agricultural country, and most of sub-Saharan Africa is agriculture. 70%, 75% of people live on small farms, and they've got to make those small farms productive enough. They have to grow enough and earn enough to support their family, to feed their family, to send their kids to school. And by people in Ireland, we can give them a small helping hand. And for instance, like beehives, which cost €80, a beehive can give somebody the ability in Africa to earn €200 or €300 a year in producing honey and selling honey. But you asked me first about the grain store. Every year we also have a kind of it's a premium gift. It's kind of something special. If somebody has had what we sometimes say, if they've had a good year, they're doing okay for themselves. They've got a little bit more money in the bank than maybe they need, really, or they're a company and they want to really do something. They want to do something that really does make a difference. And in our gift catalogue this year, we are asking people to help us build a number of grain stores in Ethiopia. Ethiopia has had a terrible year. It's had its worst drought in over 50 years, and there's 10 million people in Ethiopia today that are receiving food aid. That's queuing up every day to get food from organizations like the United Nations and others. We help people on small farms to produce enough. And what does a grain store mean? You know, like it's just bricks and mortar and a tin roof and a foundation and a few other bits and pieces. But I'll tell you what it means. It means that people can, in Africa, in Ethiopia, we work with a lot of farmers' associations and farmers' groups and cooperatives. And the food that they produce, up to 40% of that gets wasted. It gets wasted by being exposed to the sun, by being rained on and going rotten before it's used, and also by being eaten by pests and vermin. That's either mites or it's rodents or something. One reason or another, before food gets to the people's plate, it gets spoiled. And that's a terrible thing. We talk in Ireland about about food waste, but we mean a different thing. We mean we buy too much and it goes rotten in the fridge. But in Africa, it's not for that reason. It's just poor storage facilities are a huge problem. So we know from our work over the last 50 years that if you can improve the storage, you can have the effect of increasing the amount of food that's available to people by 30 to 40%. So, and it also means something else. It also means that, say, if you a certain crop, the certain times of year that crops are harvested. If you were in Ireland a month ago, in every supermarket, courgettes were really, really cheap because mm-hmm. there were lots of them. It was the season of the year when courgettes were harvested. Now, with a lot of grain crops and with things like vegetables, like onions or carrots, if farmers in Africa can store them properly, they don't need to sell them when the price is low. They can sell them throughout the year, and that means that they can earn more. So these are just kind of systematic ways that we are supporting people in really practical ways to help people to work their way out of poverty. In our work, the organization has in its name the word self-help, and it is all about local people doing the work themselves, and we just provide interventions. We get involved in ways that can make a practical difference, and our supporters get involved in ways that make a practical difference. Every year we would sell 100,000, maybe more, worth of these gifts, and it means that we are able to distribute more poultry. We're able to get people involved in producing sweet potatoes, which is a nutrient-rich crop. Mm-hmm. We're able to help people with irrigated vegetable gardens. And we provide bicycles. And the bicycles, you might say, okay, well, what use is a bicycle? But if you get an agricultural extension worker and they are going from farmer to farmer in the area that they have to cover by foot, they can travel maybe 5 miles a day. So they can, the reach of their work, you give them a bicycle and they can travel 40 or 50 miles. So they're reaching more farmers, they're much more efficient in the work that they do, and the advice that they can give is reaching more people. So, as I say, it's practical things. If there are people listening this morning out in your part of North Dublin that have had a good year, maybe they'd look at our website. It's www.selfhelpafrica.org. The organization is called Goethe Self Help Africa, but our website is selfhelpafrica.org. And maybe they might like, in the name of their company, or as I say, if they've had a good year or they're feeling particularly generous or they would like to make a contribution to what's a huge problem in Ethiopia this year, they could buy a grain store and we will be building a grain store in their name in Ethiopia. Or there are smaller gifts. Look, you know, like, not everybody is in that price range. So, like, there are piglets, which you can invest in piglets for mm-hmm. 10 euro, or seed for farmers, that's 12 euro, or a flock of chickens, which is 20, or goats, 35. It's all on the website, and each year, as I say, Irish people are amazingly generous, as you will know. But we also recognize that Christmas is a holiday, and it is a time to think of people who are less well off than we are.
Yeah, because the grain store, I'm looking at it, it's going to cost about 10,000 euros to build?
Sure, yeah, it costs around that. And one grain store can help up to 20, 25,000 people.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at it in those terms, like, I want to help a bunch of people, that's a lot of people to help, and it's a lot of money, sure, but it's making a big impact. And that's not just this year, that's permanently, because, like, one of the you know, the stores that we are building in different countries where we work, as I say, you know, it's just a problem with farming systems, that are a weakness with farming systems that we are contributing to kind of helping people address. And that ties also into, if I can just continue briefly for a minute,
mm-hmm.
it ties into organizing farmers. A lot of people grow up in the countries where we work in sub-Saharan Africa. A lot of people, they just happen to be born on small farms of 2 or 3 acres. So it's really hard to make that productive enough to support a family for a full year, for 12 months of the year, to put food on the table, send kids to school. How, you know, and it's particularly hard if farmers work on their own. But if they can organize into a farmers producer group, or if they can organize themselves into a farmers cooperative, they have much more success in selling their products, in negotiating, in organizing transport, in negotiating a better price, in producing the quantity and the quality of food that buyers like. And I'm talking about buyers in Ethiopia. We actually work with a brewery, so we are getting our farmers. There's about 6,000 of them that are on their small farms amongst the crops they're growing. They're growing barley for malting. Because in Ethiopia, like in every country in the world, and not least in Ireland, people in, particularly in urban areas, they drink beer. So where does the grain they produce the beer from comes from? In Ethiopia, historically, it's come from Australia because there wasn't enough malting barley being produced in Ethiopia. So we are kind of working with about 6,000 farmers that they're producing and they're selling into this brewery. They're earning three times more than they would if they were selling their crop on the side of the road. And for all of that type work as well, it's critical that they have proper storage, which comes back to what I was saying earlier, the grain stores.
Yeah, because it's really all about, you know, there's this saying that say, instead of giving me a fish, teach me how to catch that fish. You know, so I think it's all about surviving, it's all about sustainability, you know, and it's all about kind of changing the culture, you know, of the way they usually do things. Because before it used to be like me, myself and I, but now it's better when you're in a cooperative, it's better when you're in a team. So moving from that, because for our listeners, some people might think that €10,000 is huge, but you also have items like piglets, which you can donate €10, and goats for 35 and cows for 50. Am I right?
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. And vegetable gardens, 50 as well. Yeah. And bicycles, 70, and beehives, 80. There's lots of different. And it's important to say as well that when people buy these gifts, we give them they get a card and a certificate, and they can fill in the details, and they can let their aunt or their uncle or their cousin know that I bought this for you. I didn't buy you a pair of socks this year, or I didn't buy you a shirt, or I didn't buy you a jumper that you probably won't like. I bought you a beehive. You're not going to get the beehive, but you know what? This organization is going to get a beehive. And if you go to their website, you'll see a bunch of people that are doing better in their lives because they have beehives, or because they are growing particular crops, or because they're rearing piglets. We have a booklet that explains all of this, and in the booklet, I'm just looking at it in front of me. There's a woman and a piglet, and she's a woman, and she's 31 years old, and she lives in a village in Malawi. And 3 years ago, she got two piglets, or she got three. I think we provide people with three piglets. And it's just for breeding purposes. And now she has about 12 or 14. She's got four kids. All of her kids are going to school. Her husband is a migrant worker, and he works in South Africa. He gets home once a year. But all of her kids are going to school. And this woman, her name is Ethel, and her story is on our website. Her story's in our brochure. And Ethel never went to school herself, and she is just so proud, as any mother anywhere in the world would be, if they give an opportunity to their kids that they didn't have for themselves. And it all began with a piglet. It all began with a few piglets, and as you say, €10, €20, €30, there you go. You can make a difference. Everyone can make a difference. We're just so lucky in the West. We're just so lucky in Ireland. We think, oh, we're having kind of hard times, and some people indeed are having a difficult time. But comparatively speaking, compared to countries where people are living on €300 and €400 a year, you know, so that's small amounts of money, and they are literally living from hand to mouth. From what they can produce on their land, that's what they have. There's no social welfare, there's none of the safety nets that we have here. So it's really important, and this is our mission, is to end hunger and poverty in Africa, where it's more acute than anywhere else in the world, and there has been huge progress made towards that goal, but equally there are still a lot of challenges. There's still 240, 230 million people living in extreme poverty in that area of the world. So that's 230 million people that are worse off than 95%, 99% of your listeners this morning.
Anyway, I know all that because I'm originally from Africa. So I know that some areas are really, really bad, but some are good.
Yes,
but we kind of need balance here, you know. So, thank you so much. And then for our listeners, every information they need, they can find on Gota Self Help Africa. Their website you go ahead.
Sure. It's selfhelpafrica.org, or they can ring us up and just have a chat or find out more at 677-8880. That's 677-8880. That's a Dublin number. Or selfhelpafrica.org.
Okay. Thank
you. Very good, Ogo.
Yeah, because even for me, I'm thinking my kids might want the piglets, you know, and that's just only €10. Just to look at it, children like to see something and know that they've kind of helped somebody, you know, that's good, you know. So
absolutely.
Thank you, and thank you so much
for being
my guest.
Radio. Okay.
Right.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.